ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभाषदि गौर भक्त बिंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की रायपुर नवदी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की अलाचवानी नवनीति धाम की श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की निदाय गौर ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So today, we had emergency class. And just replacing someone. Today is Thursday, June 6th. We are serving in Alachua, Srimad Bhagavatam, under Srila Prabhupada's guidance, and 12th Canto, Chapter 8, Text 28 to 41. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirae Nasta prayesu abhadresu Nittam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttama sloke Bhaktir bhavati naistaki Because there is so many purports And I was just told to give class. So I just quickly looked at it. I think the last verse we are going to respond. Otherwise, we'll just read from the 28th all the way to the last one. 41. 28. We'll start. We can read together, please.
Bisharaja tadabanam mattatam sajitam smaraha sarvam tatrabham mogham anishasya jato dayamaha.
Cupid, thinking he had conquered the sage, then shot his arrow, but all these attempts to seduce Markandeya proved futile, just like the useless endeavors of an atheist. 29. Ta ittam akurvanto munestat tejasa mune dayamana nivabrito prabhu daihim ivapakaha O learned Sonaka, while Cupid and his followers tried to harm the sage, they felt themselves being burned alive by his potency. Thus, they stopped their mischief, just like children who have aroused a sleeping snake. Good logic. 30. Itindriyanuchair Brahman Darshitopi Mahamuni Jannagadahamo Bhavam Nachachitram Mahatsuhi. O Brahmana, the followers of Lord Indra had impudently attacked the saintly Markandeya, yet he did not succumb to any influence of false ego. For great souls, such tolerance is not at all surprising. 31. Dristani ste jasam kamam sagat bhagavan sarat sruttanu bhavam brahmashare vishamayam samagata param. The mighty king Indra was most astonished when he heard the mystic prowess of the exalted sage Markandeya and saw how Cupid and his associate had become powerless in his presence. 32. Taishevam junjatas chittam tapasadhaya samjamai anugrahaya virashin nara narayana hari. Desiring to bestow his mercy upon the saintly Markandeya, who had perfectly fixed his mind in self-realization through penance, Vedic study, and observance of regulative principles, the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally appeared before the sage in the forms of Nara and Narayana. 33 and 34 together. Tatsukla Krishna Navakanjalochana Chatur Bhujo Na Rorava Bakalam Bharo Pavitra Pani Upivitam Kantrivit Kamam Dalum Dandam Dujam Chavrinavam Padmaksha Malam Mutanta Marjanam Vedam Chasaksha Tapaeva Rupinam Tapatadidvarna Pishangaro Chisha Ramo Sudadano Vibhuda Janachito. Translation. One of them was whitish complexion, the other blackish, and they both had four arms. Their eyes resembled the petals of blooming lotuses, and they wore garment of black deer skin and bark, along with three stranded sacred thread. Three is for brahmachari. That's why. In their hands, which were most purifying, they carried the mendicant's water pot, straight bamboo stuff, and lotus seed prayers beads, as well as all purifying Vedas in the symbolic form of bundles of dorba, grass. Their bearing was tall, their yellow effulgence the color of radiant lightning, appearing as austerity personified. They were being worshipped by the foremost demigods. 35. Tevai bhagavato rupe nara narayana rishi dhishtavattadara nache nanamagena dandavat. Those two sages, Nara and Narayan, were the direct personal form of the Supreme Lord. When Markandeya Rishi saw them, He immediately stood up and then with great respect offered them obeisances by falling down flat on the ground like a stick. 36.
Satat sadarshanananda nirvritatmendriyashaya istarumasu puranaksho nasehatam udeshitam situm.
The ecstasy of seeing them completely satisfied Markandeya's body, mind and senses, caused the hair on his body to stand on end, his eyes to fill the tears. Overwhelmed, Markandeya found it difficult to look at them.
37.
Uthaya prajaya prabha utsokad aslishaniva namo nama iti shano bhavase gadgadaksharam. Standing with his hand folded in supplication and his head bowed in humility, Markandeya felt such eagerness that he imagined he was embracing two lords. In a voice choked with ecstasy, he repeatedly said, "I offer you my humble obeisances."
38. Tayo rasa namadda adayo rabbi adiyaj arhena lo alupena dupa malaye apaja.
He gave them sitting place and washed their feet. Then he worshipped them with presentation of arga, sandalwood pulps, fragrance oil, incense, and flower garland.
39. Sukham asanam asino prasadavi mukhamuni punarannam padam bhayam garhistar idam abhravit.
Markandeya Rishi once again bowed down at the lotus feet of those two most worshipable sages who were sitting at ease, ready to bestow all mercy upon him. He then addressed them as follows.
Si Markandeya Vacha Karnaye Tava Vipoja Dudrishi Sampradante Tam Anuban Manandiyam Spandanti Vaitanu Vritamaj Sarvasaucham Savasthapi Athapi Bhajatamasi Bhagavandhu.
Sri Markandeya said, "O Almighty Lord, how can I possibly describe you? You awaken the vital air, which then impels the mind, senses, and powers of speech to act. This is true for all ordinary conditioned souls and even for great demigods like Brahma and Shiva. So it is certainly true for me. Nevertheless, you become the intimate friend of those who worship you."
41.
We'll just read together because of the time.
Murti me bhagavato bhavavane satrilokya shemaya tapa viramacha mrittu jitte nana vivarshi abitum anna tanur jatedam svishta punar grahas yasasi sarvam eva unanadhi.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead, those two personal form of yours have appeared to bestow the ultimate benefit for the three worlds, the cessation of the material miseries and the conquest of death.
My Lord, although you create this universal universe, then assume many transcendental forms to protect it. You also swallow it up, just like a spider who spins and later withdraws the waves.
No problem.
even though no purport, but each sloka you can talk for an hour. There's so much philosophy, hidden secret in Bhagavatam.
Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathantam Pam Sajima Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitanascha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadine Paschatta Deshatane Pancha Kalpa Tarumeshya Tipasindubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So in this episode, we can meditate many things. In the beginning of this Indra's perception versus Markandeya Rishi's perception, now another big figure is coming, Naranarayan Rishi, the Supreme Lord, and his view of the whole situation. It reminds me of those are devotees, they see the world has no value without Krishna. But for non-devotees like Duryodhan, he saw Krishna, God has no value without the world. This is the problem between, even amongst the sadhakas, we face this. Duryodhan and Arjuna, when same time to see Krishna. Of course, Arjuna went a few minutes before, but nonetheless, Jogamaya's arrangement, there was one chair, and Duryodhan picked up the chair quickly. And of course, Arjuna was not ready to sit in the chair. He wanted to sit where Lord alone lying down next to his feet. And Krishna is also very clever. When he woke up, generally when you wake up, you see towards your feet, whoever is there. So he saw Arjuna. And Duryodhana immediately intervened. No, I came first. It's a similar here that when Krishna says, I'm not going to participate in the war, but I have 9 lakhs Narayani Sena, Duryodhana immediately calculate what value of God, Krishna. He gives the value of the sense enjoyment. This is a problem Indra has. But Arjuna, Krishna asked Arjuna, you didn't ask anything. He said, Prabhu, I just want you.
He said, but I'm not going to fight. So what does it matter? I just want you. Because he did not see any value of any sense gratification or winning the war or losing the war. Most of the war are won or lose before the battlefield. Beyond the battlefield, actually. Where? In the mind. So Arjuna already selected. Similarly, Markandeya Rishi, he also promotes very nice in his teaching that if our love is more than this world, then Krishna will also take us out of the world. This is Markandeya Rishi is proving in these verses. That yes, Indra has sent so many five sense objects in a full extent. And when Indra got defeated, Markandeya Rishi was actually exhibiting, we just read, he offered the five sense object actually to Krishna, Narayana Rishi, through worshipping. When you offer the incense, it represents the smell. Well, the earth produces what?
Fragrance.
Very good. Then you offer the water. So, Prabhupada made a system. I'm grateful to Prabhupada that, of course, Alachua, most of the devotees are Grihastha, so it's difficult. In New York, we have a 4 sannyasi. So they asked me to give classes. So I was there, gave 3 classes, but every class went on like 1 hour extra. And everybody is okay. Because it seems like I was looking around, it's all 4 sannyasis. Jayadita Maharaj, Chandrasekhar Swami, Kadambakhanan Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, and all brahmacharis and brahmacharinis in New York, right now. So I remember, and one day, and I was thinking, oh, I'm sorry, Maharaj, I went a little bit far. Jayadita Maharaj said, you went 1 hour. I said, okay. But this is good. But in Alachua, you can do this. Because there's so many pastimes related to this, how Markandeya Rishi, he has his own life, he has his own, the next chapter is coming, his demonstration of ultimate goal, how it is the proofs or established bhakti as highest. More than karma, more than jnana, more than yoga, more than anything anybody ever imagined. It's so sweet. And our goal is that. And we won. And Markandeya Rishi will prove that. So very nicely, Suta Goswami going to explain. Now in the last verse, we see the Lord manifested Naranarayan as a 2 form. One is whitish, one is blackish. For 2 purposes. And it's very interesting because here it says tapa of the material misery, viramaya for the cessation. The cessation of the material misery, this is one. And next is mrittu jitei for the conquest or the conquest of death. How do you conquer the death? By the Lord giving you liberation. Here, Markandeya Rishi also demonstrating 2 things that Lord appeared for 2 purposes. One is for himself, one is for everybody else. All the incarnation of God always appear for 2 purposes. And this is Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 4. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami very nicely explained this. Rasika Shakara Krishna Parama Kurum Ei Dui Hetu Hoite Ichchara Utgam. These 2 purpose, 2 reasons Lord appears. One for himself, one for living being and the world. What is for himself in this verse? So Prabhupada in Fourth canto also Narayana Rishi's little bit description given. The Krishna desire echo Bahusam. There's a famous verse Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted that Eki Vigraha Kare Nanakara Rup. Krishna actually has a one form, not two. God has a one form, not many forms. But then in our understanding, we know there is a monoism, monotheism, pantheism, panentheism, polytheism. You can go on, and polymorphic by monotheism. In that explanation, where Prabhupada very nicely explained that this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution is. Polymorphic by monotheism means one God, morphic, one. But he manifests many forms. Why? According to the desire of each condition, each soul, that doing the sadhana and meditating. What form of God you will see individually, it's up to you. Tam bhakti yoga paribhavita rita saroje asya suta ikshita pato nanana. This verse, Brahmaji explained that every devotee, when he meditates, just like we are here in Alachua, some people love Nishingadev's beautiful form, some people love Krishna Balaram, some people love, you like all the deity form, but still you have a personal preference. It is natural. Because that form actually Krishna reciprocates. Markandeya Rishi, Nagaraj Prabhu gave class and that how his form was looking like. He had also this sage's form. He also likes this idea of severe austerity. He also likes to see the Lord in a pure form. Those who are like Maharaj Kulasekhar, Prabhupada also translated that book, Maharaj Kulasekhar's. And in the beginning you will see how Prabhupada gives that Maharaj Kulasekhar, he is a perfect sadhaka also. He was so much absorbed in Ram Lila that Lord Ram appeared. But he is not Narayana, Ram Bhakta. Later on he changes. He was so much absorbed of Mother Yashoda's reciprocation with Krishna that he completely drowned into it. There's nothing wrong. So both idea that Prabhupada says, you can imagine one time in a inside the house, Prabhupada told Kamal Kishan Maharaj, where is Virabhadra? Kamal Kishan Maharaj said, he is outside, he is practicing bow and arrow, he is thinking he is Arjuna. So Prabhupada came out and he said, so what are you doing? He said, oh, I was thinking like how Arjuna fought. I want to be Arjuna. Prabhupada said, we are not Mayavadi. You don't become someone. You can follow to become a follower of someone in the spiritual world. Prabhupada is so kind. So then Prabhupada said, yes, you can think you can help, assist Arjuna. Don't try to become Arjuna. This is a Mayavad conception. You become somebody. We don't become somebody. We become follower of someone in spiritual world. And this is Mahaprabhu's teaching. So similarly, Eki Vigraha Kare Nanakara Rup, one form of Lord, but as the devotee meditates, he reveals that form. But in every pastime of Krishna, there is only two things to be focused. One is, he is the most merciful. His compassionate nature actually manifests fully in the material world than spiritual world. He is eternally merciful, but in spiritual world, nobody sees really so much. Just like if you have a candle or a big torch, and you go outside right now, the sun is fully shining. Your torch has no help, not so much helping to the others to see things, because sun is bright. So in spiritual world, Krishna is like this. So his compassionate is
is not visible so much. But the material world, there is hardly anybody has a compassion. Even a great personality, I won't say the name, people admire, and I was watching one YouTube one time, one devotee sent me, and he says, whatever people gives, he eats. He said, what about meat? He said, it's okay. So I was thinking like, how can you eat cow? You are helping the violence and you are a great personality. That is not compassion. This is not a definition of compassion at all. So, people are trying to exhibit their compassion. It's good. But the highest compassion, you have to have a 4 checkpoint. Is it good for you? Okay. Is it good for your family? Okay. Is it good for your society? Yes. Is it good for your enemy? Maybe not. You bailed out. You ask the cow, I'm going to eat your body. Do you like it? Cow will not agree. So this, when you have a 4 checkpoint, you are out. Only Krishna consciousness is the real compassion in that sense. No other activity really gives the highest compassion idea. So Krishna's manifesting all the lila has only one purpose, two purposes, compassion and to show that ultimate intimacy, intimate family, intimate relationship exists beyond the world. Point of this world is beyond the world. This is what Markandeya Rishi is pointing out. So I'll give you a few minute story that how this Cupid Indosent, but it is a very interesting Krishna's position, Indo's position. Indo is not, this is not the first time he's doing. He did this with Naranarayan Rishi who appeared today. He did this before he did this to Markandeya Rishi. And he had the same problem. And with Markandeya Rishi, he feels the same problem. But what lesson he learned? Only Krishna knows and Indra knows. Indra's position is easy to become puffed up. That's why I was wondering one time that if devotee goes to heaven or heavenly nature is built, it will be easy to practice. Like Kamal Krishna Maharaj asked Prabhupada, instead of one life, why not Prabhupada give us 3 life, 4 life, so we can stretch it instead of too hard, everyday Mangalarti, everyday 16 down, everyday this. Maybe I'll do 10 years and take a break, and then 10 years, take a break, something. Prabhupada said, no, just give 1 life. If you fail to complete, Mahaprabhu will come personally and fill up that gap. You can go back home, back to God, I guarantee. This is so sweet. So we should actually be serious and give this life, not... What is giving life what? That's what you are doing right now. We are discussing Bhagavatam. You're giving your life. You're giving your oral reception, your physically presence, your mind is here. So this is giving life. Then you're chanting, you're taking prasadam, you're not honoring anything besides prasadam. This is called giving life. If you can give this life completely like this every day, hear Bhagavatam, chant, serve the Lord, always remember 2 things, under guidance. We are follower of Prabhupada. This is number 1 qualification to enter into spiritual world. There is no way anybody can enter. There is a 6th way. Kama, desa, bhaya, sneha, jata, bhakti, ishvara, mana. Abeshutu agam hitta bahoboto gatim gata. This verse in 7th canto, 1st chapter, 31. That this is the only way one can enter the 6th way. And we break down that in the purport Prabhupada gave it very nice. But we follow the secret of those 6 is 2. One is by the relation, one is by the love. We enter into spiritual domain. But to enter, those are requirements, but the first and foremost requirement that you have to be a follower of a great personality, like Prabhupada. So we should always be grateful. Actually, I'm very grateful because even you go to New York, it's a beautiful place for Bhagavatam. It's a beautiful place for Didi, Radha Govinda there. Oh, I fell in love almost. Of course, I love Radha Shyamasundar. Sometimes there's a competition, but nonetheless, It's beautiful. So I told actually to Radha Govindadev, oh Radha Shyam Sundar, you are so merciful, you appeared here as a Radha Govindadev. Very nice. So this is how Vaishnava Drishti, that you have a one particular set of deity in your heart, always you adore. And you see that deity manifest in everywhere. And then another one is that Lilamai. So Karunamai and Lilamai. One time, Cupid, because this pastime of Mother Mahamaya, Devi Dasi explained very nicely yesterday about how danger this Cupid is, and she has a, sorry, he has a, what weapon he has? Bows and arrows. You already mentioned twice, I remember. What are the arrows? These five sense objects. These arrows are not the arrow of made of bamboo or wood. It's made of five sense objects. And they are shooting in Alachua, all over America, all over India, all over the world, every moment. Somebody thinks, I love this girl, I love this boy, I love this food, I love this place, Disneyland. This is nothing. They cannot like it. The soul is a servant of God. They cannot like anything of this world. How they like it? These five arrows. And Dibbanga Prabhu added to this that Lord Shiva, by his wrath, he burned this Kamadev, Cupid, and made him invisible. Then Kamadev was crying. Then Shiva says, don't worry. Now nobody will see how you're shooting arrow everywhere. Before they would see. So everybody getting shot, and they feel like, oh, he's so handsome. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, ice cream is so good. How is it possible that we can enjoy without Krishna? Not possible. Yes, it is possible. Krishna arranged the Cupid. So this is what bow and arrow he has. He all the time, he's busy. He's especially busy in every sense enjoyment places, and he's shooting arrows. One time, he reflected. Generally, sense enjoyer, they don't reflect much. But one time, Cupid got tortured, got defeated, and then he was reflecting. What am I doing? Am I really doing a big thing or small thing? Then he analytically studied, wow, I put Brahmaji into despair. He was chasing after his own daughter. I even tried with Shiva. I fell Indra many times. I almost made Alachua, he didn't say Alachua, I'm just adding it. Alachua all the time into this. And Gainesville, all over America, all over the whole universe is under the spell of these five arrows. Everybody's shooting for five sense objects. Actually, I am the most powerful guy in the whole world. Maybe I am God. He started contemplating. Then all of a sudden, he reflected that nobody is as powerful as me. All of a sudden, Narad Muni just appeared. Whenever there is some issue of supremacy, Narad Muni involves. Narad Muni says, oh Cupid, Kamadev, you are so powerful. Wow, Narada, you really think I'm powerful? He said, yes. You are the most powerful in this creation. You are making everybody subdued by your arrows. He said, tell me about it. You think nobody is equal to me or above me? He said, well, I don't know, but there is one boy also took birth in India on the earth planet. So please go and test him out. If you can defeat him, I was checking out. If you can defeat him, then I will glorify your glory all over the universe and you will be the number one God. Wow, Kamdev took the challenge. He was so happy. He immediately ran to India, to the earthly planet. They found India, then went to this place called Vrindavan, and then he saw the king, Nanda Maharaj, and he even saw the sun. Well, I'm sorry, he didn't see the sun. He was looking for the sun. Then, as he was looking, he could not find because the gate, the Cupid has no entrance in the through the gate. So he was looking whether he will come out sometime. And Krishna was about 8 years old. So he was waiting. He was getting a little thirsty. He went to Jamuna, got drink some water. All of a sudden he saw, wow, there's a millions of girls more beautiful than ever any girl he ever saw in the entire creation. He was dancing. Why? Because he saw his 50% of his job is already done. Because if he can just make that boy like those girls, then he's done. So then he was waiting there. He said, wow, I am the God. I think today is the luckiest day, my lottery day, or whatever you say. Then he's waiting, and he went back to the palace. He's trying to find. All of a sudden, he walk, and then he turned back. He saw a very attractive boy from far, but his backside was showing. So he came very nearby, and he's thinking, and could he be like this? Then he saw some symptom, as Narad Muni explained, and said, yes, this is the boy. So he is ready with the 5 arrow, and he pulled the string to shoot the arrow towards this boy of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna at that time, he just turned his face. Is somebody trying to look at me or trying to disturb me? Just his little cheek. His body was covered with clothes and flower and garment. His cheek. Just by seeing the cheek, Cupid fainted. Just cheek. Have you ever looked at somebody's cheek and fainted? I did. When I come to DT also, I try to look at the cheek. Of course, they have to reveal. I cannot look. I can only endeavor. But one day, because this is Radha Shyam Sundar's house, when you come to somebody's house, what happened? They try to be very nice to you. So Radha Shyam Sundar will be nice, because this is not my house, this is their house. So I am telling them that I come to your house and I took shelter of Prabhupada, and now we want you to reveal your beauty, full form. Krishna is eternally beautiful. Just by seeing the cheek only, he fainted. Then Krishna is thinking, oh, where is this? Oh, that's Cupid. What is trying to do here in Vrindavan? This is not his place. How did he get here? Well, he could not get in here without Jogamaya's permission. Jogamaya allowed. But then at point, Krishna saw, all right, maybe I should wake him up and he should go back. So he tapped and he woke up. When he saw Krishna's face, he fainted again. Krishna said, what's wrong with him? He has to go out, otherwise Rasleela will not start today. So he tapped him again. When Krishna smiled and Kamadev fainted third time, Krishna said, this is too much. So he tapped him again. He said, what are you doing here? Can you guess what Kamadev asked? He said, Prabhu, please give me a boon, 2 things. Let me give up all my identity, all my desire, everything, and I want only to have a female form to serve you. You are the real, charming, master, masculine man. And he gave all these 8 symptoms that Rupa Goswami Pad puts in Nectar Devotion. To be a masculine man, these 8 things is required. And 4 characters, Dhira Lalita, Prabhupada gave it, so nice. So, of course Krishna didn't turn him to a girl immediately. He said, you have to pay for it. You have to do sadhana. Go to Alacho. He didn't say Alacho, but in devotional path, this is what we do, sadhana. Then we can enter into the spiritual realm. So in that episode, we see the usual perception without intellectual cognition is illusion. Usual perception without intellectual cognition is illusion. What Indra saw, he was in illusion. What Cupid, Kamadev saw was also illusion. But it is fortunately they both happened to meet with great sage devotee and Naranarayan Rishi or Lord Krishna. So by their mercy, even though they were coming from the illusion perception, they got the highest benefit. And that was very nice. Prabhupada says, intelligent means sharp memories and fine discretions, choices, Srila Prabhupada says. And that was Markandeya Rishi has, and he was not disturbed. Prabhupada also said, one's greatness is measured by the tolerance. Markandeya Rishi, is not that he didn't see those girls are dancing, there's a music. It's not that he didn't see, he saw. Krishna did not tell Arjuna, just think of me. Yes, he did, but something else he also said. He said, Tasmat sarveshu kaaleshu mam anusmara juddhacha mayarpita mano buddhi mame vashyasi asamsaya. You think of me while you are killing them. How do you kill and think of Krishna? That means you have to see the enemy, you have to see the battlefield, you have to see they are also ready to kill, and you have to see your bow and arrow, where it is going. You have to be aware of the world, material world. You have to be completely aware, but it is connected with Krishna, then you are like Arjuna. We are in the material world. We should not be artificially like, but this material world has a connection with Krishna. Krishna wants us to defeat this kama, krodha, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion by taking shelter of him, by remembering him. And this is exactly Markandeya Rishi did. And he won. What is the prize? That he instantly got liberation at the Lord appeared. And the secret is, Naranarayan Rishi or Lord Krishna wants a relationship to be built with them. Therefore, he said, you appear in this world to allow us to worship you. That is true. We do this every day. Why? So that you let yourself to be controlled by our love. And here Markandeya Rishi said, you let yourself be controlled by love of your devotee with mature devotion. This is what Krishna has an intention for us. He wants to love him, express our feeling and bind him with our love. So he allows us to worship him. He allows us to hear about him. And the third, little more, that not only this for the purpose, you also appear, you come to protect the universe so that the other living entity can come. And this is also what we do. We go out and preach. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anybody has any question, comment, reflection? Yes, Mother Sridevi.
Thank you. That was a very nice point about the material world being connected to Krishna. And that was a nice example that you gave about Arjuna and his killing, but he's thinking of Krishna. So it seems that the connection with the material world and Krishna is like Arjuna was doing Krishna's will. So when we're doing Krishna's will, that's the connecting point between Krishna and the material world. Is that correct?
For us, material world has a connection with Krishna. To see it, then we are aligned with it. When we act. Otherwise, the illusion is also there. You know, 1860, Prabhupada in the purport very nicely explained that you are born with a combination of particular modes and you are compelled to act on that, he told to Arjuna. And in the purport Prabhupada write, Arjuna will be fighting, whether he will fight for Krishna or he will fight for Maya. He will be fighting. So your point is very well taken, yes.
So, but it's also subtle to distinguish what you're saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. And the second point or question I had was a very nice point about your own personal, like your home temple deities. Like you know, I feel that with Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar. Mm. But and then also having your own personal form, which is, you know, very merciful of Krishna, to have many forms that each jiva can reciprocate with. So I was wondering, what is the relationship between your home deities and your personal form?
There is a 10th canto, 14th chapter, text in the beginning to the middle, you will see the purport. Sanatana Goswami says that every soul has a particular quality, particular relationship that Krishna gave that no other soul can replace or
duplicate.
Thank you. So each of us is important from Krishna's angle. To Krishna, each soul is very important. So each soul has an important in a sense that particular, you are shelter of a particular sentiment of love as a for Krishna to taste. That form will be revealed by the mercy of Guru. Jiva Goswami Pad gave that sloka. Dibbam Gyanam Hiyatra Srimate Mantre Bhagavat Sammanda Bhagavat Sammanda Vishesha Gyanam Cha. He says, by Guru's mercy, you will experience this. It depends on your endeavor, how fast you want to go. And I like the way Prabhupada put it. There's a two way always to check how fast you can go. It's purity and intensity. How pure your desire is and how intense, how fast you want to go. So actually nobody can blame in this ISKCON society, or I'm not advancing. Hey, excuse me, this is up to you. The whole bhakti is an inner journey. It's not so much of external really. Even though we are externally, because if you look at from another angle, Prabhupada gave very sweetly in Nectar of Devotion, the material vision is that we see the endeavor of others. You are sitting here, or you are doing Guru Puja, you are chamaring to Prabhupada. But I cannot see your feeling or intention behind your endeavor. So Prabhupada writes, the spiritual vision means they see the attitude behind the endeavor. So each individual soul will figure it out. At one point, their personal, that beautiful form of the Lord all along waiting for them to serve. It's so exciting, isn't it? Isn't Mother Agatha, is it exciting or not? We all have that. One day we'll experience, each of us. We have a particular relationship in a particular form of Krishna. And to back up this, Sanatana Goswami Pad, even in Dasami Tippani, Prabhupada said, this is one book one must read for three things, he said. If you want to know who God is, who devotee is, and their relationship is. In Adi Lila, chapter 5, text 36, in the purport, Prabhupada writes, one must read. So, of course, they're translating in English, not yet, but I have the Sanskrit one. And I remember 15 years back we were reading it. Radha Govinda Maharaj told me to do this. And then I found Prabhupada where he said this. It's very sweet. He gives a very nice explanation that how this each soul has a particular sentiment and how it will manifest slowly, slowly. And Prabhupada translating Nectar Devotion is like an uninterrupted volcanic ocean. You have, each of us has uninterrupted volcanic ocean of love for Krishna. And I pray someday that we want to experience. Thank you for that. Yes, Sri Vikram Prabhu.
Comment.
Okay.
5,000 years ago,
the Pandavas met Markandeya Rishi.
Who?
The Pandavas met Markandeya Rishi, and Maharaj Yudhishthira said, "Oh Rishi, you're the oldest person in this universe, but yet you look like the youngest person." He was looking very, very young. So even though, like Nagaraj was explaining with matted locks or whatever, I don't know if maybe he had matted locks then, but, you know. And then he explained to the Pandavas the four yogas and the symptoms of them and everything. Yeah.
Well, this is a very nice point. I just want to say one thing on that. Mahaprabhu says also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jar jai ras sei sarvottama tatastha iya vicharile achetaratamma. Every relationship is the greatest above all for that particular devotee. For Markandeya Rishi, whatever relationship, a particular form of the Lord, whether it's a matted hair or a deer skin, with the, this is maybe for us, well, Krishna is not like that. That is an offense. We have to be very careful. There is a verse in Madhalila chapter 9, Prabhupada gave a very nice translation and purport. Siddhantastu abhedopi srisho Krishna sarupaya. Even Hanumanji, in that reference, even Hanumanji he quoted, he says, we have to be very careful that, yes, I know, there is no difference between Lakshmi Narayan and Sita Ram and super soul. Hanumanji said this. There is no difference. But my Ram is Ram. I cannot think anybody. This is a good attitude, Prabhupada. We have to be very respectful to Markandeya Rishi. That's his Ishtadev. It's wonderful. That is Krishna. For him, that is more than Mother Yashoda's Krishna. But for Mother Yashoda's Krishna, is more than Radharani's Krishna. But if you are impartial, then Radharani's Krishna is the highest of all. So from there. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Panchakalpa Tarvasya Kripa Sindhu Deva Chudapitanam Pavani Kuru.